Well, let's continue our look at biking in Michigan. As we talked about yesterday on the show, there's more to this increased interest in cycling than a great hobby or a way to keep fit or even to compete. There is a business payoff in all of this. Michigan is seeing a rise in cycling-related businesses. One of those businesses is Autobike. It's located in Troy in Oakland County. The founder and CEO of Autobike is former General Motors engineer Sean Simpson. Sean, welcome to Stateside.
How's it going?
Very well. So why did you decide to make that big switch and bounce over from the auto industry to the business of making bikes?
I think bikes aren't that much unlike cars. A lot of people use them for transportation. Some people use them for pleasure. And, they're a way to sort of almost like a micro car. You can go, smaller distances on them, but people ride them for a bunch of different reasons. And what we found was that a lot of the companies weren't really focusing on, more of the casual recreational type of riders. And we thought that if, we made a product that really was well tailored to that type of customer, that we could kind of make waves in the sort of bike industry.
Well, I know you were a big bicycle rider as a kid, and so was your business partner Kevin Smith. How did that translate into the kind of bike you decided you wanted to build?
I mean, we rode bikes every day. I mean, it was basically nonstop. We'd get on bikes, we'd go see different things, but it was really what we enjoyed about it wasn't that, the sport or competitive aspect of it. It was really just getting out, enjoying the weather, seeing new things and having fun. And what we noticed was that really, we started looking at different ideas and sort of biking came up because, it's one of our hobbies. And we didn't really see anything that was sort of tailored to, that type of experience where it wasn't just, a new lightweight this or, a new sort of incremental improvement on something else, but, start fresh. What is that sort of core riding experience that we enjoyed as kids, and why don't we see that, today with, adults? And what we want to try to do is, build something that really, brought that back, that sort of, fond childhood memories of just getting on a bike and having fun, not having the sort of stress or, figuring out, do I need this or that, just hop on a bike and have fun.
So in building Autobike, what's different about the bikes you're building? Do they look different?
So what's really different about our bikes is we have a electronically controlled automatic shifting system on board. So as you ride the bike, it constantly figures out sort of how fast you're pedaling, how fast the bike's going, and then determines what the right gear ratio is so that as you ride along, you always feel like you're in the perfect gear. Most people, when they ride bikes, even, people have a good amount of experience on bikes, basically ride along. As soon as they hit a hill or they start pedaling too fast, they're like, okay, now it's time to shift.
That's me.
Yeah. Others don't shift at all and kind of just either struggle up the hill. I mean, some people walk their bikes up the hill. And we think that these kind of moments sort of poison, the entire bicycle riding experience. And what we want is, when you're on the bike and you're really sort of, finding your stride and kind of like, moving along at a comfortable clip, everything feels good. We want that sort of temporary part of the bike ride to last the entire ride, and really our technology enables that to take place.
We're looking at this whole big growth in Michigan with increased interest and in participation in bicycling. Tell us, what's the infrastructure been like in Michigan in terms of you being able to build your business?
Both from a biking and, from a business standpoint, Michigan's been great. I mean, I think Michigan in most surveys is listed as one of the top bicycling cities. I think one of the big barriers just to any bicycling business is there's got to be safe places to ride and there's got to be trails and, good infrastructure. And we have really good infrastructure and there's a lot of plans in the work to even make that better. So that was, one big barrier out of the way. And from a business standpoint, I mean, our whole team sort of represents the great things about Michigan and especially like the talent. I mean, we have people from Oakland University. We have people from CCS. I'm from Lawrence Tech in Michigan. We have other, Michigan State Sparties on the team. So, I think, and because of all the automotive, talent that's here anyway, that sort of is a lethal combination of having the really good schools and having a really kind of, well-established and, solid industry around where finding people isn't difficult for what we're trying to do.
In my mind, I think historically significant to see the bike industry taking root and grow in a state that historically was the center of the auto industry. So do you think that biking-related businesses just like yours, like Autobike, that are cropping up around Michigan will one day have that major impact on how we define ourselves as a state?
Yeah, I think the sort of the foundation to that's kind of already being laid because, I mean, biking is, you know, has becoming, you know, nationally a bigger thing, but especially, you know, around Metro Detroit, there's so many organized rides. I mean, just having a business located, you know, somewhere is part of the battle, but having sort of everything else, all those sort of surrounding things that build the kind of biking community and really make it more of a inclusive biking community. I mean, we've been all over the country to different shows and, you know, there's some really, you know, cities that like biking is they're already known for, but they're known for a specific type. Like Vancouver is really known for like mountain biking and, you know, in Seattle, they have a lot of like commuter type riders. But I think what's cool about Detroit is that you go on like an organized ride, you know, in Detroit and you'll see all different types of, you know, people riding all different types of bikes. And it's really like not about, you know, being a hardcore road biker or being a mountain biker. It's just about enjoying bicycles and more or less enjoying one another's company. And I think that's, you know, a big advantage to being in, you know, in the Detroit and Michigan area.
Now, you founded Autobike when?
We founded originally back in January of 2011, officially. We've been working on the technology behind it since 2009.
So how are things going?
Great. We actually just started shipping bikes last week. We've delivered, I think, as we say, bikes in the wild. I think we're, you know, up around several dozen bikes that have gone out, and not only to customers who have bought them, but also to bike rental locations who are helping get the bike out there, getting people, you know, sort of a chance to ride the bikes in different areas. So we've got three shops in Florida that currently have bikes, and we're working on deals with a shop in Detroit, a shop in Vancouver, as well as a couple in New York City. And we're trying to expand sort of the opportunities for people to experience sort of the auto bike riding experience and, you know, use that to help promote the brand and promote really what the bike's all about, which is getting on it and having fun.
Sean Simpson is the founder and the CEO of Auto Bike, based right there in Troy in Oakland County. Sean, thanks for talking with us, and maybe I'll see you on the trail out at Kensington.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.